A security expert at the Kofi Annan International Peacekeeping Training Center, Dr. Kwesi Enin, says youth intolerance, the use of guns and threatening language call for security concern. He told Radio Ghana that implications are dire, but Ghanaians should not entertain fears. He touched on how the security situation could be improved. Dr. Enin spoke to George Ankra.
Certainly, they are worrying developments. But I think what we should be focusing on is whether the difficulties that we are experiencing security-wise this year have particular patterns that we need to understand and attempt to respond to. Because it's not just a matter of youth intolerance. Historically, the youth have always been intolerant. But when the actions begin to have a particular type of pattern from where I sit, in terms of the frequency of the attacks or instability, the use of guns, the use of threatening language, in Obuasi, it is couched in livelihood terms. Among the Fulanis, the discourse is about victimhood, of dispossession, and of exclusion. In Bumprugu Yoyo, it was about new types of heavy weaponry being used in a chieftaincy conflict. In Tafo, it's about Muslim local people clashes about a cemetery. It begins to have a pattern, and we need to understand those patterns, the interrelationships, the possible underlying networks, and the mechanisms of controlling and pushing these seemingly isolated instances, of which I don't think are isolated, and the way that they impact on our generation. So yes, there's a basis for concern, but we shouldn't be too afraid.
If you're telling me there's a need for concern, but we should not be afraid, how do we deal with it in a situation that we saw in Mampong? We realized that because of the lack of bulletproof, the police had to perform unprofessionally, so to say, because of fear of armed attack, because they are killing some of them like that, and we don't know the kind of insurance that they get.
I don't think it's unprofessional behavior. I think, yes, the lack of bulletproof vest is a concern that we need to address very quickly. But I think what happened in Mampong is extremely tragic. But if you were in the thick of operations based on their own threat assessment, the gap between recognizing that you need to act and actually acting is in split second. And that split second decision sometimes can have this negative impact. So it's not so much about criticizing the police, unfortunate as it is, but in saying, how do we improve the protocols around the rules of engagement so that officers and men can reduce the instances where these split second decisions. And don't forget, at that time, the adrenaline is pumping. Your head is light. You feel you can also lose your life. So some of these split second decisions can be faulty. So the question is, how best do we improve the crisis assessment leading to the response in those split second situations? But we must also remember that the officer who was involved in this is also traumatized. His family is traumatized. The station is traumatized. So whilst we mourn with those who are gone, we should show some sympathy and understanding for the operational environment within which the police also take their action. And as you correctly said, yes, I mean, we've had a similar incident in Winneba and other places. So there is a need for us to improve the response and operational, you know, capabilities. I will still say that, yes, we are afraid. Yes, we are worried, but I don't think we've reached a point where we should start to shake. No. These individual actions are actually contributing to making us more alert of the potential dangers that we may face if we don't take some concerted action to respond and to prevent.
Dr. Enim, you have touched on the use of threatening language in an election year. Do you have an advice for the political divide?
Threatening language, insightful language, encouraging people to perform criminal acts is not acceptable. That is not what politics is about. And certainly it doesn't pay to destroy the country in one's bid to become an MP or to become a president. So the basic advice is simple. Politics is best when you have a united, prosperous, functional, stable country to govern. So let's not make politics a zero-sum game. Let's try to turn the rhetoric round to make it a win-win situation.